your kids are in the scoring race. Shouldn't they get the Art Ross together, have it 6 months a year, not let that Kucherov guy get it? I think that should be a thing.
I think Kucherov would still beat them both no matter what.
I don't know. He's only 1 point ahead. He's only 1 point ahead of them right now. He's feeling their pressure. They've got 80 combined points, Keith.
Yeah, I think right now, boys should be more worried about wins than points. So.
That's the way to lay it in. By the way, we just had Brian Burke on, and Brian told us a story that, because he's good with stories, Brian Burke said, I desperately tried to acquire Keith Tkachuk the year he went to Atlanta. Were you aware that when a player is sort of in these trade talks and trade deadlines, not for a couple weeks, is there ever something where your agent's like, yeah, team A's in on you, team B's in on you? Are those constant conversations? You probably knew from St. Louis you were going somewhere. Did you have a feel that Brian Burke was after you for that really, really good Anaheim team?
Well, I wish that happened.
You'd have played more than four games that year. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Well, you just never know what's behind the scenes. You don't, as a player, you don't get told really much. You're told about the deal and that's it. And yeah, it would have been nice, but, whatever happened for a reason.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to think about when you're talking about a player getting traded or drafted or signed, and they think they know what situation they're going into, but it's never really as cut and dry as you think. And with Brady playing on the Sens, and the Sens not short of drama by any means, was there any concern from you or your son about what it would be like to kind of enter that atmosphere, and what kind of has he told you about what it's actually like being in the mix?
Well, first of all, at the time, yeah, there was a little bit of concern, but there's nothing you can do about. But we met with Pierre before the draft, and he assured us things are going to get taken care of. And by the sounds of it, unfortunately, they're not doing as well as they should right now. They had a good start, but as in terms of the team atmosphere and the personalities and the closeness in the locker room, I think it's been really, really strong. And at least that's the word I get from my son Brady. He doesn't like to talk too much, but I think with guys like Stone and all these guys, Duchesne and Zingle and White, everything has been really solid. The core of the guys, and everybody's treated the same, and the locker room is very healthy, and that's encouraging moving forward.
It's said that that leadership gene, there's some DNA from you and your wife that gets passed down to children. And I think we see that sometimes in families and even in the business world, even in the political world. Did you feel when you got to Winnipeg that was on you right away? Young team, you didn't have any roots to the community, but you said, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna ask the Phil Housleys, and I know Tamu was really young there also when you got there. But I'm gonna ask the Phil Housleys and the older players how to lead, and I'm gonna show that I can be a young leader. It doesn't have to all be age.
Yeah, it's tough, because you gotta rely on the older guys. Any young kid coming in, it's the older guys' responsibility, and it's the younger guys' responsibility to listen and learn from these guys. And I have Phil, like you said, Randy Carlisle, Troy Murray as the captain, Eddie Olchuk. We had a number of guys that really were really important for my development, in the locker room, how to handle yourself. So you need that moving forward. Every team needs that, and you have to have the kids willing to understand that and learn. And I think with Brady's situation in Ottawa, Borowiecki, guys like that, Mark Stone's been instrumental in and Brady's development both on and off the ice, and I can't thank him enough for what he's done for Brady.
Keith Tkachuk, our guest, starting lineup, Greg Brady, Ashley Docking, speaking to him. Do you also look and go, a young captain, boy, do you have to lead by example and do a lot of the right things? And the trend probably, even I'd say since you retired, Keith, is to go a lot younger with captain. There's obvious choices like the McDavids, but they did that with Taves. Colorado did that with Landeskog. Is that something when a 20-year-old, you're a 33, 34-year-old player and maybe all-star, maybe Olympics, and a guy 14 years younger is your captain? Or do you just go, yeah, that's the natural progression of things sometimes, and he should lead?
Yeah, it is. It's tough. It really is. It's really tough on the player. McDavid is obviously pretty special and all these guys, but it's tough. You're asking for a lot of responsibility for a kid who has a lot of expectations. So I think you got to be careful. Take away obviously McDavid because he's the best around. This kid's ridiculous and fun to watch. But you take all these other guys, it's really tough to ask for the guys to come in and not only establish himself on the ice and being a player and being a top player, but also, you know, making sure other things are going smoothly. That's a lot to ask for a young kid, but, you know, that's the way the league's going. These young players are so much more advanced, and, you know, they're such great players. They're fun to watch. You know, everything's going younger now, and that's just the way it is.
Okay, Keith, not to put you on the spot here, but just say the Flames and the Sens are playing on the same night at the same time against different opponents, and maybe your remote ran out of batteries, so the only way you can change the channel is to go up to the cable box and actually flip it. Which game are you preferred to watch?
I'll just make my daughter stand up there by the TV and just keep looking at all I can. She'll never do it. She's somebody to go take a hike there. But no, I don't know. I can't answer that because, you know, we're fortunate for both of them to be playing. And, you know, we're lucky that one's on the east and one's, you know, 2 hours different. So it rarely ever happens. Yep. But it did happen the other night. And I think it was the night before the All-Star break, and Brady was having a tough game. So I decided to put on the Calgary game, and Chantel, my wife, had the old, computer out, the iPad out, and we're watching that off to the side, Brady's game.
Mm. All right, fair enough. You're lucky.
You tried to pin him down.
The multiple screens are a savior for everyone.
Yeah,
it is. It is. I mean, we're very active, so we're always watching hockey, and it's fun. It's been a blast.
Sens Leafs are tonight. We've got the game on Sportsnet. Tell us your impression of the Leafs, and obviously they make a big financial move yesterday, inking Austin Matthews. You can tell, Keith, you've been on teams like this, I'd argue in St. Louis, where there's a build. There's a build of young players in their young 20s to mid-20s, and you're hoping there's a Stanley Cup window here. Toronto clearly, though they haven't won around yet, they clearly are in that mode where it's kind of go for a time, that this is the start of a window.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're a fun team to watch. I mean, their power play, the elite players they have, and then signing Austin Matthews, obviously one of the better centermen in the league, and I think it's a smart move by the Toronto Maple Leafs. And this is the time to go for it. They got Nylander signed. Hopefully he can find his groove. I mean, obviously Mitch, you know, Tavares, these guys are great players. Getting Muzzin in here, and obviously the goaltender Anderson, he gives them a chance to win. I mean, it's a tough Eastern Conference. You know, it's tough, especially that division with Tampa Bay and Boston. Obviously, Montreal's ahead of Boston, but, you know, you never know with Boston. Boston is a team that, you know, pick your poison, them or Tampa. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But they're, you know, obviously smart because, you know, you leave Austin Matthews out there July 1st. I mean, you know, there's no question he's worth giving up four first-rounders for with his age and his position and his size and his scoring. He's an elite player, so, you know, kudos to the Maple Leafs to get him locked up. And, you know, it's a fun team to watch. Hopefully they're not too jacked up tonight against the Sens. Hopefully the Sens can hang around and be okay. So that's what I'm worried about.
Matthew, an RFA at the end of this season, and we've seen our fair share of drama here in Toronto, not only with Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner not negotiating until the season's done, at least that's what his agent's saying, William Nylander holding out for 2 months, and with Nylander and Marner, a lot was made of their fathers being involved for different reasons. Nylander's dad used to play in the NHL. How interested are you in being involved in the next contract for Matthew? I mean, obviously you're a parent, you're going to give him advice, but otherwise, do you leave that kind of stuff up to the agent, or do you try and guide him?
You know what? This is Matthew's gig. I'll be here to support him any way possible. It's not for me to come out and say what he should do. This is his life. I live my life. He knows what he's doing. If you talk to Matthew, he's a pretty sharp kid. He understands things. He wants to concentrate on hockey. He cares about winning. He feels like Calgary is a great team, and they have a good chance to get to that next level. So I'm sure he's really more focused on playing right now, but I have not been involved. I haven't even talked to him and asked him. Well, I talked to him, but I don't ask him anything going on if there's negotiations. But if he wants to chat with me, we'll talk. But he wants to care. All he cares about is playing hockey right now and winning, and that's where we'll leave it.
Great, Keith Tkachuk, our guest. You were fantastic. But if Matthew calls you for money in 2 years, you're like, well, boy, you did something wrong. You shouldn't need $200. I was 22 calling for money to pay my utility bill.
You negotiated your own deal. I can't help you.
I got groceries to get. I've been eating at Wendy's every night. Come on.
The boys are still on the Kachuk gift card. Let's not kid yourself, MMM.
Yeah, I know. And gas is about the same price as it was in Winnipeg in 1996 when it was like minus 30 every day.
Yeah, let Greg and I know if you're taking applications to get on that gift card, too. I don't know how generous you're feeling. It's not Christmas, but I mean, sometimes philanthropy is good for the soul, Keith.
Yeah, soon you'll be able to buy a second TV, and then you don't have to worry about the TV and laptop thing. That'll work out great.
Well, hey. Whenever I get mad, my wife usually kicks me out and I have to go in my bedroom and watch. So that's sometimes that happens.
These are the things that happen. Keith, it was a pleasure having you on. And it's wonderful watching your boys be so successful. Thanks for doing this for us.
I appreciate it, guys. Good luck. Thanks for having me.